my grandfathers were saxophone players. My dad is, plays. My brother plays. So yeah, we're a very musical family.
But you didn't start out on the Hammond B3, did you?
Yes, I did. I mean, people ask that, but I mean, I had a toy piano, but that doesn't really count, That was just a toy. When first real musical instrument I really got played is a Hammond B3.
Well, you got a full education really before you ever got out of grade school. It seems like between the sessions with your family at home and sitting in on sessions at jazz clubs, and I mean, it's in my mind, it's sort of like you graduated from the University of the Basement and the University of the Bandstand before you ever really went on to formal school.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there was a lot of music happening, and I went around and sat in. There were so many great musicians in Philly, too. A lot of notable guys. The level was very high musically, so I got to learn a lot by being around that type of stuff. And it was, that's the product of where I grew up. And very fortunate because there was a lot of stuff happening.
Well, not that that can replace formal learning in terms of musical education, but the opposite is true as well. You can study music your whole life, but never really garner the kind of learning that you get on the bandstand from other musicians. Do you think that that opportunity is still available for up and coming musicians?
I do. I don't know if it's as much. I think it's happening more now than it was maybe a few years back, but I do think the opportunity is there, and there's a lot of interest in this, in a lot of this good music, and people are playing it, and that's the best way to learn. That's what I always suggest to young players or anybody that's involved with music that really wants to, learn about it and learn how to play it. You just have to listen to a lot of records and get out and play as much as you can. Learn as many things as you can, and that's it.
Well, I think of this in terms of your history and your longevity and your accomplishments in music. They've put you in a place really that is a place of reverence among not only fellow musicians, but fans and the new generation of the younger cats that are trying to play. Just as you once held in awe the people you admired, people like Jimmy Smith and on, you're now in that same position. So I'm curious, what, if anything, do you hope to pass on to the next generation of players?
Well, it's a very interesting thing, because that's true. There's a whole slew of players on my instrument now that are coming out of my bag, my style. It's very flattering, and because when you're coming up and you're learning, I'm sure that when Miles Davis and people like that were learning how to play, and he was trying to play like Dizzy and guys that he was here at the time, he probably never thought that, wow, I'm going to come up with something that other people are going to be trying to emulate, And so it's a very large thing, and it feels great. And there's a lot of great players. I mean, I'm looking at the Downbeat, the last Downbeat readers poll, and the list of organ is quite long now. It used to be a few guys,
That's right. I should mention that, Jimmy Smith won that award for years and years, and you won that award, I think, every year since 2002, has it been?
Yeah, yes, I have been.
So you see, but there's cats coming up. I mean, the revived interest in this instrument is real and quantifiable when you look at polls like that, I guess.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it's good to see, because the more the merrier. I mean, that's what keeps it alive. That's what keeps it going,
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about your music. I think it's safe to say you've been a jazzer all of your life, but you've also embraced other styles. And I heard that you were a huge Fats Domino fan as a kid. And of course, there's your Grammy-nominated Michael Jackson tribute CD. What are some of the elements in music, whether it be jazz or pop or any other style, that are compelling for you?
Well, I love music, good music. There's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music. So I love it all. I love a lot of different kinds. I can't say all, but I love a lot of different kinds of music. And yeah, I was very influenced by the old rhythm and blues. That was really the earliest influences for me. Fats Domino, Little Richard, Ray Charles, all that kind of because it's very much related to what we're doing, because everything we're doing is very much involved with blues. So that was an influence on me as well. There's always styles and different kinds of music, from your era when you grow up. I mean, I was very much into things that were much older than I was, music and things like that. But once you get involved with music, you hear something out of everything. You should, or you'll just be very stale.
Looking to the future, you've been involved in helping to create and perfect the next generation of organ technology. Why is that important, and what can you tell us about the future of the Hammond B3 sound?
Well, I think the future, with all these other people that are interested in playing, I mean, all genres of music are using it, like they did years ago, and it's very strong again in all the different styles. I think the future is safe. There's a lot of different instruments that are producing that classic sound, not just Hammonds, but a lot of other companies are emulating that sound. So it's very much an important sound and something that people want, and it's not going to go away. And it's going to just keep getting stronger and stronger. That's what I think.
Well, it's my understanding that they don't make Hammond B3 organs anymore, right? I mean, it's been quite a while. The real instrument.
They make something that's similar. It's called a new B3 by Hammond Suzuki. And it's very similar, and it looks the same, and it's got the same layout and everything. But, and it's not bad. There's a lot of stuff out there that's really good. I mean, I'm playing an organ. I have a signature model that's made. It's called Studio Logic's the company. It's called the Pneuma organ, Joey Francesco model. And to me, that's the closest sounding thing to the original, the way it feels, the way it sounds. And it's affordable for people.
And hopefully easier to move around as well, I imagine.
Much more easier.
This is going to be your fourth engagement in Northwest Arkansas. You are truly a road warrior, Joey. How many days a year are you on the road?
A good 200 at least.
Wow. I know that on this trip, at least the last update I got, Paul Bollenbach is going to be joining you. You and Paul go way back, and I know, because I've seen you play, that you guys have a very high degree of telepathy on the stage at this point. How does familiarity or lack of it affect your interplay with the people you perform with?
Well, there's a certain brotherhood of musicians. I mean, there's musicians that you never played with before, and then you sit down and play with them, and you feel like you've been playing with them forever. And that's kind of how that was the first time I played with Paul. And some people, that grows, but usually when it happens right away, it can only get better and better. And that's the situation I had with Paul. I mean, we played together for many, many years. I'm in transition now musically, so I have different ideas. I'm trying some different musicians out. But Paul is still very much, he just knows what to do. And we were together so long, he knows all the moves.
And I think of the list of people that you played with starting way back when, touring with Miles Davis, John McLaughlin, Pat Martino, Bobby Hutcherson, David Sanborn. It's an amazing, amazing roster of people that you've shared the stage with and shared this love of music. Do you still have people you dream about playing with that you haven't got to play with yet?
I'd like to play with Sonny Rollins. That's something that'd be cool. And I'm not aware of any. I know there's nothing documented about him ever playing with an organ.
Yeah, as I think about it, I can't think of anything of him playing with an organ either.
No, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yusuf Lateef, guys like that.
You've been very, very prolific with exceptional recording projects over the years. And I'm curious, what have we got to look forward to? Anything in the works right now that I can anticipate?
I'm working on some. I got a couple different ideas. I don't know exactly what direction I'm going to go in, but it's too soon for me to say, so I wish I could answer that for you.
Well, I know I believe it's the last recording I got of yours, the 40 on High Note.
Yes.
Celebrating your 40th birthday back in 2011. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Joey, I just want to thank you again. Everyone in Northwest Arkansas is excited. This is a small venue, really. It's a small club. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to having you back. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.